No, I'm late.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength the foes. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, he dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or dangers, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. The King of glory shall reign eternally.
Well, good morning, and it is good to look around and see all the folks who are so confident that they would not melt that they ventured out. Some of those other folks may be so sweet they're just afraid to get out in this weather. Not saying you folks aren't sweet, but you're just confident. And what a rainy, is anybody here today who has been in a dry spot anywhere outside? I think all over the county, must be all over the state, it's raining. But every time we get a little cue from the weather, we can draw an analogy. And we just pray the spiritual blessing, the heavenly blessings, those showers of blessings, those mercy drops that old hymn talks about. May they fall on us this morning as we gather to worship. Will you bow with me? Father, we thank you for your great wisdom. And we're so subject to change, Lord. And if it's hot, we complain. And if it's cold, we complain. If it rains, we want the sunshine. And so, Lord, thank you that you're God. Thank you that you're in control and you do that which is best. And today, regardless of the external circumstances, the weather or the burdens or whatever they might be, we come into your presence today to worship, to give you glory, and to hear from you, to experience your presence amongst your people, Lord. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. And it's in the wonderful name of Jesus that we come together and make this prayer. Amen.
I'm going to make a real quick change on the schedule. I don't know if we have this one back there, Brandy, but when Terry was talking about, you know, things happen in the natural, and then there's things in the spiritual that happen, you know, the rain. I think about the rain falling and the falling of the Spirit. I remember when I was praying, trying to confirm that I'd heard the voice of the Lord about being married to Mona. I remember being in a church with my hands lifted praying, and it's just like the Holy Spirit was coming into my fingertips like rain and coming out my eyes as tears. Mm-hmm. And it was just a confirmation. The Lord spoke a word to me in that service. But this is a real simple course. You can pick it up pretty quick. It's got a neat little beat. It's called I Feel the Rain.
I feel the rain,
I feel the rain,
I feel the rain,
I feel the rain
falling down on me. I feel the rain,
I feel the rain,
I feel the rain,
feel the rain
falling down on me. Former rain, the latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down. down on me.
We need to change the word in that slide a little faster. I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain
falling down on me.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain
falling down on me. The former rain, the latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me.
Did I hear you say a little faster? I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain
falling down on me.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
Feel the rain.
Feel the rain
falling down on me. The former rain, the latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me.
And that's my prayer for us this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's skip Leaning on the Everlasting and go to the next song, please. Your Grace Finds Me.
There in the newborn Christ, there in the light of every sunrise, there in the shadows of this life, your great grace. There on the mountain top, there in the everyday and the mundane, there in the sorrow and the dancing, your great grace, oh such grace. From the creation to the cross, there from the cross into eternity, your grace finds me. Yes, your grace finds me. There on the wedding day, there in the weeping by the graveside, there in the very breath we breathe, your great grace. Same for the rich and poor, same for the saint and for the sinner, up for this whole wide world, your great grace, such grace. From the creation to the cross, there from the cross into eternity, your grace finds me. Yes, your grace. Night of the soul, there in the sweetest songs of victory, your grace finds me. Yes, your grace finds me. Your great grace,
yes.
Oh, such grace. Your great grace, oh, such grace. For the rich and poor, same for the saint and for the sinner, and up for this whole wide world, your great grace, such grace. Oh.
I'm breathing in your grace
forever.
Grace, you may be seated. Amen. Before I forget, I have a card here from Mona's mother, Wanda Beckley. It was a note of thanks to everyone from Harrisburg Community Church for all that you all did to help with Kaylin's memorial service, especially the music and the food. May God bless. And so that comes from Wanda Beckley, and I wanted to pass along her note of appreciation. By way of announcement, we are finally, after a summer break, and then Rick Lee's class on finances over the past few weeks, going to resume the Wednesday evening Bible study, and that will resume on the 19th of this month. And I have put a lot of thought about the book of Revelation. It's always kind of a big step to go into such a lengthy book, and one with a lot of things that take people in different directions. But as I went back to some of my notes, and it's a book I have on Revelation, a very good study book, I began to realize some things that make it a very important study, among other things. It is the only book in the Bible that gives a specific blessing for simply reading it. Isn't that interesting? There's not another book in the whole Bible that says you'll be blessed if you read it. And so we're going to dig in there, and I think it'll be a really good study starting on the 19th. Also, we're just going to do a potluck one Wednesday of the month. That'll be on the first Wednesday of each month, and we'll do that at 6 o'clock, and then our Bible studies will be at 7 o'clock each time that we meet. So please note the new schedule, and make your plans to attend beginning on the 19th. And we will begin it at our house. Someone said, you know, if you're studying Revelation, the crowd may get so much bigger, you may have to move it to the church. We'll just see. But it's going to start at our house on the 19th. On behalf of Caleb, expression of thanks for recognition and the gift from the church last week. And he assures us that money will be well spent on textbooks. So trusting that. Tonight, elders and deacons meeting, and we, it's the 9th, please don't forget that. Be here. You know, we're in the midst of a lot of important decisions and moving forward, and so that's at 6 o'clock tonight for our elders and deacons. We'll meet over in the great room. We need you to be there. We are number 3 in line with the gas company to get the gas line moved. Tommy Dean and another gentleman are going to, soon as the opportunity, move the chain link fence, reconfigure it so we can get into this working area to do the things we need to do there. And then the next step after the gas lines are moved will be to get the air compressors for air conditioning moved. And the goal is still, just as soon as the weather lets us, to do the things that allow us to dig the footer and get going. So work is progressing in the manner in which it has to, step by step. So we're very, very thankful, and hopefully we'll get some better working weather before too long. If you notice the upcoming events, next Sunday's communion. Also next Sunday is the Willows, then the Bible study. And then the 23rd is a fellowship. By the way, next Sunday, I have invited one of our members to be a guest speaker. One of our new members who desires to be in our church. And John Jones is going to speak next Sunday. And I've not heard John preach, so I'm going to be here. And I'm looking forward to it, John. He and Hay had told me some time ago they felt led to be in this church. And we love to hear from folks who have gifts and to know about them. And John graciously agreed. So next Sunday, we'll welcome John to speak in our morning service. So all of that coming up in the next few weeks. Birthdays and announcements, birthdays and anniversaries. Today, there's Nathan Jones. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. So maybe, you know, we never put folks on the spot, but that's their son, Nathan. Some of you may have known already. And Steve and Kay have Jordan. Vance, Steve, whatever, you know. One of those names. You sure they shouldn't have named you Steve? You just seem like a Steve. Vance and Kay. I'm almost afraid to say Jordan, and the little sweetie is Eliana. So they're with us. And I think Wanda has a family member here, right? Wanda's dad from down in Austin or Amarillo or San Antonio. I need to quit guessing and just ask, you know. Thank goodness all those places are in Texas. So it's very nice to have you with us today. I think you visited here before. And it's very good to have you. I don't know if anybody else has a guest. Everybody else looks like home folks, and we're glad that you're here. So a happy birthday to Nathan. Steve Bird's having a birthday today. And then tomorrow, Rod and Jill Buxton are celebrating an anniversary. And they have taken off for a little week of vacation to celebrate their anniversary. So very happy anniversary to them. So I think that covers birthdays and anniversaries. Are there announcements that I might have overlooked this morning? Something that needs to be, you know, shared? Certainly don't want to overlook anybody if there is something that you need to pass on. It's a quiet day, isn't it? Lois probably has a word of thanks, I'm sure.
Thank you. I would like to express my thanks for all of you that sent me by card or on Facebook, those of you who actually attended the funeral or came a little early and left, whatever. Anyway, I thank you all so much for your expressions of sympathy at the death of my sister. And by the way, it was a blessing in many ways for her and for us. So thank you all so much for being my family.
All right. Kay? Steve, you don't have anything to say.
I just wanted you all to continue to keep Eliana's mom and Jordan's wife, Jenny, in your prayers. She's serving as a missionary in Africa for a month. And
yes.
Just for protection and accomplishment of her goals.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. We have that reminder. There are many other things that will come to our hearts and minds. Our bulletin contains names of folks who have special needs that are constantly before us. Reminders to pray daily for folks and for many, many special needs.
Thank you.
Father, we do lift before you our requests with thanksgiving for all that you do and the assurance that you do all things well. We thank you so much, Father, for your faithfulness. Help keep us on the track, Lord, whenever doubt or despair enters in, when the enemy comes and casts those kind of doubts, or the awful discouragement that he tries to bring us sometimes when we're facing difficulties. We ask, Father, that you would just remind us of the truth of your word and remind us of that simple scripture that says faith comes by hearing the word. And we know, Father, that faith in Jesus comes initially from hearing the word of the gospel, but it is your word that builds faith, your promises, your truth, contrasted with the deception and the lies and the half-truths of the world. So, Father, we stand on that solid ground, the rock, upon Jesus and all that he is. And so for those that are sick or for those that are serving in unusual places, out of their comfort zone, in missions or in other activities, Father, may you be strong in their lives. May you watch over them and protect them and guide them and give them wisdom. Give them good success for their labor, Father. And so today, as we gather here, we ask that you would continue to bless us with your presence and that we would be strengthened by being in your presence. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our children can be dismissed to children's church, and then the worship team will come and lead us in another time of worship.
For 'twas on
battle cross, Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take me past the outer courts into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take me past the outer courts, into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. So take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Lord, here's the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, power, of you in my life, and I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. More faith, more passion, more of you in my life. More faith, more passion, more of you in my life. And I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. And we will worship you with all of our hearts. We will worship you with all of our minds. We will worship you with all of our strength. You are our Lord. You are our Lord. You are our Lord. You are our
Lord, it is not within us to worship you with all of our heart and our mind and our strength. It's you. Father, I pray that you would keep our hearts, that you would teach us to have our minds set on truth and on you, your word, and Lord, that we would fight because we're in a battle. We depend on you, Jesus.
May be seated.